Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, we talked yesterday about the 10 over the next 10 awards, and also want to recognize another honoree. Appreciate Adam Van Lente from RetroDuck.com being with us yesterday. Paul Jakes from Michigan State University, the Career Services Network. He does an unbelievable job with internships. We'll talk to him about that in just a moment, but first we want to talk about 10 over the next 10. Hello, Paul. Congratulations.
Hey, Jack. How you doing? Thanks a lot.
Tell us a little bit about that evening and what an award like that meant.
It was great. There was 85 people that were up for it, and to be one of the top 10 out of there was excellent. So the whole 85 group was amazing. So,
and you did not know when you got there that you were an honoree, right?
No, in years past, they would actually do the top 20 before it, and then they would say who the 10 are. But no one knew except for the board who voted on it.
All right. Obviously, looking at these names, a lot of very familiar names. But the fact that there were 85 nominees might say even more about young professionals in this area. What does that mean to you in terms of the future of Greater Lansing?
Oh, it's amazing. Like I said, the other 75 that say didn't get in that top 10 were amazing, and they'll all be winning here in the years to come. So, I'd say look out, from Lansing. I was in Grand Rapids last night to show them what we're doing, and they're excited to see what we're doing. So,
all right, let's talk a little bit about the Career Services Network and what you do there.
I'm the internship developer for Michigan State. So I'm the business contact for the universities. I'm teaching businesses how to get an intern if they need to expand their network, talking about all the rules and everything, and then also getting wish lists from the students to figure out what kind of businesses they want to go into and try to connect them with employers, with alumni, and people all over. It's going great.
How many students do you have who are pursuing internships, and how many should you have?
Wow, it's a huge question. With the close to 50,000 students that we have, almost every one of them, should be looking anywhere from freshman to senior, and mm-hmm. then even some in the postgraduate level too. So,
and how many
are? Throw a number on that. It's hard to really throw a number on that. We don't see every one of them,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know the exact number of that.
But I get a feeling that number is increasing. There was a time where people went to school, they went to class. They went to the bar, they did what they were going to do, and they left with a degree, and they thought that would be enough. That is never enough anymore.
No, the employers that I'm talking to are saying they like to see anywhere from 2 to 4 internships before they graduate. And I'm seeing students coming out of their high schools that have internships. So it's a necessity now to be ahead of the game.
Well, we have had some incredible luck with interns, and Scott, you could speak to this, but we have had Jennifer Orlando, who has gone on, and now she's doing great things with Consumers Energy and Jackson, and we have Andrea Nelson now, and Chrislyn Chaldure. We have a lot of people who have come through here and have moved on, as just as we did at the Lansing State Journal, and you can really tell the people who have gotten out into the real world, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's the main thing, is getting them some kind of experience, exposing them to, what we have locally, and, possibly there could be a place where they could hire them or get them prepared for the real world.
What's the biggest shock for a student when they start an internship?
I think when a student goes in thinking that they know exactly what they want to do,
mm-hmm.
They go in and meet with the company, sit down, and realize that's not it. But they may be sitting next to somebody else and say, I thought I wanted to do what he wants to do, but it's actually what she's doing. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to find out what it is.
Right.
And that's what helps us out, before they graduate.
We have seen internships where people have come in, have demonstrated their capabilities, and have gotten more and more responsibility. And they leave, and if they're not a full-time staffer at that particular place, they are somewhere else very soon. And we've seen internships where people basically sit around a lot. They don't do much. Busy work. How do you determine who is serious when they propose an internship to you?
you know, we have a pretty good criteria, and we can know right from the get-go. And, you know, huge difference between using a temporary worker or an internship. You know, an internship, so when I get them some kind of experiential learning. You know, and the thing that I push is, you know, that student may be the person out there still shoveling the snow, mm-hmm. but that's not their only job.
Right.
They need to get some kind of experience that goes towards their degree.
So. How many of these internships are paid, Paul?
That's hard to put a number on that. You know, we are seeing a good mix of paid and unpaid, and it matters, you know, in what city, what mm-hmm. area, and mm-hmm. what major.
Who gains more from an internship, the intern or the employer?
Well, again, there's a really good mix mattering on the major also. But I would say both there. The student really gets to learn exactly what they want to do, but the employer gets some young people coming in with fresh ideas that, again, may become one of their employees someday.
If you are a Michigan State student and you don't know Paul Jakes, you should, and he should make him your new best friend. Paul, where can people find you?
Email. My email address is jaques@msu.edu.
jaques@msu.edu. Paul, great talking with you again. We'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot, Jack.